Swiffer Sweeper is a 2-in-1 hard surface floor cleaner designed for both sweeping and mopping. It's a quick and easy combination of clean that gets dirt out of your home. 17-14 as we begin the fourth quarter. Niners with the lead. Troy Clarity, Brian Baldinger coming to you from SoFi Stadium. First and 10, Niners ball at the Ram 36-yard line. Garoppolo shotgunning, and he takes the snap. Looks quickly, throws left side, is complete. Ayuk wrapped up immediately at the 32-yard line. A quick pickup of four. Kendrick with the stop. Second and 6 coming up.
Tell you, Jimmy Garoppolo's been sharp here, you know, in the second half now, first play of the fourth quarter. But he was excellent in the third quarter. Short passing game. He's been really good reads, quick short passes, and it's kept this offense on schedule.
So far, Baldy, this game has lived up to the hype, hasn't it?
No doubt. I mean, this is a great game. I said it had a playoff atmosphere to it before the kick, and it feels like that right now.
Second down and 5. McCaffrey leaves the backfield, goes over in motion, slot to the right side. Garoppolo in the backfield by himself. Now Kittle goes in motion. He lines up tight to the right. Back to throw. Quickly, it's a screen. Left side is complete to McCaffrey. Bounces off one. And coming in from behind, A'shaun Robinson helping to clean things up. Stops short of the first down marker, however. Brings up third down and short for the Niners.
So the last time the Niners had third and short, their quarterback sneaked it. And Garoppolo got 3 yards. He went right up the middle on him. So let's just see if they go right back to that, because it looks like it's less than a yard to me.
Intriguingly enough, the Niners this year on third and one, just 50%.
Yeah, it's not good.
4 for 8.
It's not good.
Let's see what they do here. Third and one from the Rams 27. McCaffrey goes in motion, ends up in the backfield behind Garoppolo, who's under center. McCloud goes in motion wide to the right, and an inside handoff on the cross, but plowing forward and getting the first down up to the 25-yard line. That's Jeff Wilson, who lined up as the fullback with Kyle Juszczyk out. It's kind of a fullback by committee by other guys who might not necessarily be fullback by trade, but it's Wilson who moves the chains here on the run.
Yeah, but I love your call, Troy. It's the old crossbuck. I mean, we ran the crossbuck when I was in Pop Warner. You know, that play never gets old. Just dust it off. Two backs underneath handoff, the crossbuck.
Kyle Shanahan reaching back into the vault for that one.
It was. The big thing is they got the first down.
Yep.
And the Rams were up there ready for the quarterback sneak, so it was a good call.
First and 10, ball at the 25. McCaffrey in the backfield with Garoppolo, takes a snap, hands off. McCaffrey has a hole left side, darts to the outside, 15, 10, 5, aiming for the pylon! He is out of bounds at the 1. First and goal to go. Another dart by Christian McCaffrey sets up the 49ers on the doorstep.
He's a difference maker. He's just a difference maker. The way that he just pops these inside zones and just finds the alley. I mean, you get a good block on the outside by Trent Williams. He cleans it up, but then a good block by Ray McCloud, and McCaffrey has him inside the 1. Breakaway speed, vision. I don't know. We should run. I think they recheck this. It might be a touchdown. But anyways, they're inside the 1.
First and goal at the 1. Garoppolo shotgunning. He hands off. McCaffrey left side, surges forward, and scores! Touchdown, 49ers! It's the Christian McCaffrey show here in Inglewood. And the 49ers lead the Rams 23-14.
It's the reason why they made a massive trade to get him. He's just a difference maker. And in this offense, the way that they're using him, I mean, he just made a guy miss in the backfield just to get to the end zone. He's got a nose for the end zone. He's never played on a team this talented before. So we might even see more of his skills. And the Niner fans, they're running out of the stadium, and they're making calls to get themselves a McCaffrey jersey. Like, the Steve Young jersey's no good anymore. They need a McCaffrey.
49ers team store might be a bit busy tomorrow. Robbie Gould makes the extra point, has some words with Jalen Ramsey on his way off the field. But it's the 49ers with a 24-14 lead over the Rams. 12:07 to go, fourth quarter. A timeout on the field. You're listening to the NFL on Compass Media Networks. To hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. 24-14 Niners lead the Rams, 12:07 to go, fourth quarter. Baldy, Cooper Kupp won the Triple Crown in receiving last year. Christian McCaffrey has a Triple Crown here today. A touchdown receiving, a touchdown passing, and a touchdown on the ground.
Well, he was the first Niner player to ever throw a touchdown and receive a touchdown in a game. Now he's the first to do the hat trick. But he's also accounting for 58% of all the snaps today. The offense is going through Christian McCaffrey. And people said all week, well, how are they going to play offense without Deebo? Well, McCaffrey's the guy who has stepped up.
And boy, has this game swung as Gold puts his right foot into this one, sends a spinner that bounces right on the first E in Los Angeles in the Rams end zone. And now the Rams need to get something going here. Yeah. A critical drive for Los Angeles right now.
Well, they have been stopped on their last two third downs because of the 49ers' pressure on Stafford. And then the last time Stafford got hit by Nick Bosa, his left hand was caught under a helmet. He went to the tent. Let's just see. It's not his throwing hand. But let's just see if it bothers him at all as he takes the snap from Brian Allen under center.
Robinson wide to the right. Now Cooper Kupp goes in motion, and he actually ends up stacked behind Robinson. Henderson in the backfield. Stafford under center. Cooper in motion again, and he takes the handoff right side. Gets a block from Higby. Tries to turn upfield. Is wrestled out of bounds around the 30-yard line with Burks, who has been very busy for the Niners defensively, helping to make the stop on Kupp on the jet sweep.
Well, that play last week against the Kansas City Chiefs, Mecole Hardman scored three touchdowns on it, Troy. They couldn't stop that play once when it mattered most a week ago. So Cooper Kupp, second rush today, another 5 yards. They can't run it into the middle of the Niners defense. So they got to find different ways to kind of get a little running game and gain some yards.
Second down and five, ball at the 30. Robinson tight to the left. Cooper Kupp even tighter to the left side. Henderson behind Stafford, ball on the right hash. Takes the snap, turns, play fakes, deep drop, back to throw. Stafford over the middle. It's incomplete. Into a bit of traffic. Stafford may have gotten away with one as he tried to squeeze it to Allen Robinson, but Fred Warner right there with the coverage. Third and five coming up.
Fred Warner in perfect position. And, you know, one of his strengths, this is a Tampa 2 coverage, and he plays the underneath cut to Robinson perfect. And so, the ball tipped up in the air. A lot of tip balls in the middle of the air end up being intercepted. But here it is, third down again. 49ers have had great success with blitzes here in this second half.
Warner had a 46-yard pick six against the Rams in 2019. Rams 6-for-9 on third down, but 0 for the last two after converting their last six. Stafford shotgunning in the backfield by himself. Pressure coming. He throws over the middle. It's complete yank down right at the sticks. Allen Robinson hangs on despite the hit from Hufanga. First down, Los Angeles. And a late flag thrown from deep in the secondary is Robinson, and Hufanga had words.
I think Robinson pushed him. After the first down, they're going to back to, it's going to be a first down, but they're going to back the Rams up 15 yards, and it was unnecessary. And it's unusual. Allen Robinson plays with a cool head, but Hufanga got underneath him, and he pushed him, and they flagged him. He got right in his face of Hufanga, and he called a flag on that.
The result of the play is a first down. After the play was over, unsportsmanlike conduct, taunting offense number one.
Good call.
15-yard penalty. That is the first in the unsportsmanlike category for number one. If he gets another one, he will be disqualified.
And that's the right call to make in that situation.
Well, because these type of situations, they can lead to bigger things. And so they want to try to stop all the trash talking at the end of the plays. And to Ofanga's credit, he never, ever engaged. He just sat there. He listened to Robinson point and get in his face and all that, and they saw it.
Fourth penalty against the Rams for 50 yards.
Part of the 49ers' success today, they only have three penalties for a total of 8 yards.
Meanwhile, Stafford got rocked again on that last play after he got the pass off. First and 10. Rams ball at its own 21-yard line. Stafford takes a snap, play fakes, back to throw, sets up a screen right side, overthrows Higby, incomplete. That one was well diagnosed. Ebukam was right there to help snuff out that play, second and 10.
He got his hands up, and so Stafford had to throw it over, and when he did, it just sailed on the receiver.
24-14. Niners have outscored the Rams 14-0 so far in the second half.
Well, the Rams need an explosive offensive play, right? I don't believe they can do what they did in the first half, 17 plays, 88 yards. They need an explosive play. I don't know what Sean McVay's got drawn up, but they need one now.
Well, Stafford takes the shotgun snap, throws right side, complete. Henderson in the flat, heads out of bounds, just shy of the 30-yard line. Burks and Omanihu nearby to help make the stop as well. Third down and two coming up. Rams ball, their own 29.
And the 49ers just changed all four pass rushers. Bosa's coming on the field. Ebukam's coming. Drake Jackson, the rookie out of USC, is on the field. They want a fresh four coming after Stafford on this play. They know just how big this moment is.
Ball officially spotted at the Rams 28. Third down and two, a long two. They need to get to just past the 30-yard line. Three receivers bunched wide to the left. And now Brandon Powell, who was part of that bunch, goes to the backfield for a moment. Now rejoins the bunch on the left side. Stafford takes the shotgun snap. Four-man rush. Stands in, throws left side. Wide open, dropped! Dropped by Tyler Higbee, who could have run forever. And a big opportunity for the Rams goes by the wayside.
Well, Higbee runs the drag away from the three-receiver clutch of bunch formation, and he's picked free, and he would go the long way like I described. They needed a big play, and he turned his head too soon, didn't look it into his hands, and the Rams just missed out on a huge potential play.
Rams are going to have visions of that play dancing in their heads, certainly tonight. Perhaps in the early portion of the week. Dixon gets the punt away. Sends a high twister. Bounces just shy of the Ram 30-yard line and bounces out of bounds inside Niner territory. Check that. Right around the 28-yard line. Critical, critical sequence that goes in favor of the 49ers. The score, 24-14. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL. .947 to go, fourth quarter. The Niners with a 24-14 lead over the Rams. San Francisco, if this result holds, will flip-flop and switch positions in the NFC West with the Rams. Rams right now in second place. Niners right now in third. But both those teams could switch positions if this result holds. Niners ball starting off this drive, first and 10, their own 26-yard line. It's a handoff into the line, struggling forward and getting to about the 30-yard line after a pickup of four. It's Christian McCaffrey with the carry and Aaron Donald with the tackle.
Well, one thing about Christian McCaffrey, going back to his days at Stanford, is that he's a volume toucher. Like he likes a lot of action. He's always in great shape. He's had a couple injuries the last 2 years, but really he loves this type of volume right now.
His 13th carry has 81 yards on the day. He's in the backfield to Garoppolo's right. Who's shotgunning? Two receivers to the left side. Takes the snap, drops back, slides over to the left side. Now he sends a pop fly. Wide open! Caught! Inside the 35, the 30, bringing a couple of Rams with them. Inside the 15 and down to the 13-yard line. Ross Dwelly got behind everyone. And he makes a 56-yard grab to put the Niners in business to put this one away.
Well, everybody bit on Brandon Ayuk. And Dwelly just ran the go route. He just kept running. And Jimmy, he saw him. He had time. And biggest play by Dwelly all season as they get inside the Rams' 15-yard line. And just think about it. Higbee just dropped a play that could have been very similar on the series before. And the 49ers convert to their tight end.
Just the third catch of the year for Dwelly. I set first and 10 for the Niners. Turn in the handoff. It's McCaffrey trying to find the hole. Instead, he has stood up and dropped. Nick Scott helping to fill the hole. Second down and about eight coming up from the 12-yard line.
Well, a touchdown by the 49ers here will basically put a stake in the Halloween crypt of the Rams. They like to take as much time off the clock as they try to do it.
Clock moving, 7:51 to go. By the way, the only running backs with a touchdown receiving, passing, and rushdown in the NFL since 1970, LaDainian Tomlinson in 2005, Walter Payton in 1979, and Christian McCaffrey today.
Two of those three people, Hall of Famers.
Yep, it's not a bad list to be on. As McCaffrey takes the toss over to the right side, cuts back inside the 10, submarines down to around the 7-yard line. And sets up about third down and three. Gaines with the stop.
McCaffrey looks disappointed that he didn't break the last tackle and find the end zone. And I feel like Kyle wants to give it to him again on third down here. Like, just feed him.
Niners trying to get the right personnel on the field. Ray-Ray McCloud comes back in. Nick Scott comes off the safety for the Rams. Third down, three to go. Just inside 7 minutes remaining in this one. Niners ahead 24-14. Rams desperately need to stop here. Garoppolo under center. McCaffrey in the backfield. Ayuk in motion as here's a roll to the left side. Garoppolo throws wide open back in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown 49ers. George Kittle catches a picture. Perfect pass from Jimmy Garoppolo. And it is all San Francisco in the second half. Niners 30. Rams 14.
Four straight possessions that the 49ers have scored in. Nice rollout that time by Garoppolo. He had Christian McCaffrey underneath, but across the back of the back of the end zone was George Kittle. He threw his hand up in the air, and last week that ball got intercepted against the Chiefs. This week it's a touchdown, and maybe the stake is every 49er fan is on their feet here at SoFi.
Meanwhile, the Rams fans are grabbing their keys, grabbing their jackets, and heading for the exits as Robbie Gould nails the extra point. 6:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Niners 31, Rams 14. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.